Social media, and I really want to discuss this for the last part of the programme, because today in the European Parliament, they voted on laws on children's use of social media. Now, we know Australia has already banned under 16s from having social media accounts, but the rest of the world, including Ireland, really, and parents around the country are really grappling with this problem. What was debated in the Parliament today, Paul?
Yeah, this was a non-binding resolution which called for age restrictions on social media. It obviously comes in wake of Australia's ban on under-16s using social media, which comes into effect next month. The European Commission, which will be responsible for kind of, I suppose, setting the parameters of any law and then discussing it between the Council and the Parliament, has already said that it's studying Australia's law. Ursula von der Leyen has said that she will look at the implementation, but she has spoken out about, you know, algorithms, this recommender system, and this is something that comes up again and again. This idea that if you are a young child and you set up a brand new account and you don't tell the algorithm, or you tell the algorithm what you're interested in, if you say things like mental health or things along those lines, that it will recommend you within an hour and a half, 2 hours. Negative or you know, really, really dark stuff. So it kind of comes on the back of a French expert report, which was commissioned by Emmanuel Macron, which suggested that under 13s shouldn't have access to smartphones and under 18s shouldn't have access to social media. The Taoiseach was actually asked about this the other day in Angola, and he said that there would be no knee-jerk reaction in Ireland. We'd take an evidence-based approach. We'd kind of see how the Australian rollout goes and work from there.
I would actually ask any politician to go to any school gate anywhere in the country and talk to any parent, and they'll tell. There's no need for a French report. They'll tell you about the addiction to social media, the rise in anxiety, the rise in depression, the rise in suicidal ideation, the rise in gambling addiction, the rise in consuming of porn, the rise in porn addiction. I mean, what more evidence do we want? Talk to the parents. Listen to the parents. Listen to the IMO, who are openly critical of this. Listen to the professors of cyber psychology like Mary Aiken, who are critical. I mean, why are we so slow, Dee, in your opinion, in terms of moving in this?
It's a very difficult area to legislate around. First of all, I'd like to welcome the vote by my colleagues in European Parliament today to make that recommendation. And, you know, it certainly reflects what we've committed to in the programme for government, and that is to making sure that online spaces are safer for children. But as a parent myself, I have teenagers, I have children, primary school age children. I know what a daily struggle it is to try and keep on top of it. Once the eldest one gets a device and once a PlayStation is in the house, forget it. So it's really difficult for parents to manage this themselves at home. And in my view, they certainly need more supports. I'm on the AI committee. We're looking and we're hearing lots of evidence from various different groups on the impact of AI on the algorithms and on pushing that harmful content through recommender feeds into
right
children's
hands. Is a real problem
here?
Is the government afraid of upsetting big tech, who have so many European HQs?
I'd push back on that, Cormac, because, I mean, if you look at what we've done in Europe, like we've taken a Europe-wide approach to it. And the EU AI Act was brought in last year. And that was a significant step in putting guardrails in place for all of these digital spaces. Now, we got massive pushback from the US on that. The US, and it really, for me, highlighted the tension that there is between the US's value of their wedded, how wedded they are to that freedom of speech value, and how important privacy is to us, and how important those aspects are to us, and the tension that's there. So I can tell you that from talking to colleagues in government and colleagues in our parliamentary party, we're very aware of this, and we want to work on this.
Yeah, and I'm a mother of three teenagers as well, you know, and it's, and I mean, it is welcome, and I think it was actually the Alliance of Socialists and Democrats that actually are bringing forward this, you know, and in the European Parliament. So, but I think the key is to, like, I don't think prohibition works, so I don't think, you know, banning things, I don't think it's ever going to work. But I think the important thing is to invest in education in around digital learning, and for young people to be able to spot, or children, I suppose, able to spot what's misinformation, disinformation. But I think it's all
are
of us.
Are you against the ban on alcohol for
We ban kids from doing loads of things.
I do, but it's very hard to ban it, though. I think it's going to be very difficult to manage the age of it.
It is hard, but it's going to be worth it.
I think I do, but I think we all have to take responsibility around our own. I think it just affects children. children. I think it's all about. I think illegal content is illegal content.
Just to tease that out, when you say you're against prohibition,
I'm against saying that you have to ban children for six. Like I will say, from 16-year-olds that are without parental consent using social media platforms. Because
do you share the same view in terms of vapes or alcohol?
I think it's easier to manage it. I think I would.
Why?
How can you stop someone at 16? We say at the moment, you say a 13-year-old can set up a Facebook account.
And yeah, but they can't set up a Paddy Power account. We can stop kids from doing lots of things online.
But I think that's the thing we need to look at. Like, illegal content is illegal content, which needs to be banned. Whether it's a child or an adult, that needs to be. There needs to be a ban on that. I think we need to have a ban on targeted advertising. I think we need to have a ban on influence marketing. I think we need to have a ban on
Maybe you're getting to the point now. Instead of actually putting the onus on the parent or the child, maybe, Michael, there should be more regulation of big tech in general.
Absolutely. And I think that's where we need to go. And we need to educate people as well about what's information, what's true and what's not true. And I think, you know, I can see the rise in mental health. I know I worked with young people for many years. All I'm saying is that it is going to be very difficult to put a ban on how a child that's going to accessing social media.
We'll be watching very carefully how they get on in Australia and monitoring what their experiences.
And I think as well we need to look at like algorithms as well. Like, and again, this comes back to big tech, and that's why the EU, I think, are trying to do.
Give Michael a final word on this.
Yeah, I'm not a tech savvy person, but the first thing I think is us as parents that has destroyed most of them, because we gave them everything they wanted and we shouldn't have given it to them. That's the first thing, including myself, may I add. I think that I remember being on the board of management in a school. We got new computers in to help the kids in their learning, and we were able to, or the teachers were able to basically block off whatever wasn't going to come on. I think parents can be in control. I agree with that vote, and I think we should move on with it and stop talking about
it. Okay, Tim, finally, to 51551 says, our rule was no screen until 16. Seems like a pretty good rule to me, Tim. Thank you all for engaging with the programme this evening via text and WhatsApp and email. LateDebate@rte.ie remains open. Muichasla, D. Ryan, Oian Fall, Nessa Cosgrove, O14 Loch Dibra, Michael Fitzmaurice, O Independent Ireland, and Paul Hosford, O'n Irish Examiner. Shine, Winya, Liam Mullen was on sound. Our broadcast coordinator was Mary Elizabeth Bruton, and Cora Ennis produced the programme. Cuidín lá mórach. Ciao.